Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth are with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in the legendary Terry Crisp, Predators TV analyst. Crispy, what's going on, my man? How in the world are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How could I not be in this world happy today? I mean, we've had all kinds of negative stuff passing through for the first year or better. But this morning I got up, I attended a hockey game last night, a real hockey game last night. The Predators won. It was entertaining. I got a nice cup of coffee on the go and talking to you gentlemen. Hey, I'm living the good life.
It all sounded great up until that last part, Crispy, where you're forced to talk to us, but we'll try to make it as painless as possible.
I thought I might slide that one through. You know what I mean? You're a loud one.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate that. So, Crispy, what were your thoughts on the game last night? Obviously, 3-1 win for the Predators. You start the season off on the right foot. But what did you think of the way that they played the game last night coming out of the gate to begin the season?
Okay. As a fan, entertaining. Very entertaining hockey. For the first game of the season, everybody knew that you're going to get some rust off both teams their first game. And obviously there's a lot of rust out there, but I thought both teams came to play. Tortorella and Heinze had their teams ready. I thought the speed from both teams was exciting. I mean, both teams showed all kinds of speed out there. They're up and down. The one thing you'd notice is that on both sides of the fence, this one of the ice, a lot of scoring chances. They did not put the puck in because, again, like I said, the rust. And I think the entertaining part last night for the first game was both goaltenders played awesome. Corpusello and Saros for us, and Corpusello for them, made some point-blank saves, like 6 or 7, that would bring the audience to their feet and clapping and cheering. So overall, very, very entertaining hockey game.
So, Crispy, does this team look about like you thought it would when last season ended? Just as you look back on all, you know, the offseason and all the different things that David Poile did or could have done. I mean, is this about what you thought that we would see? Is it basically the same team with, you know, some additions to try to be a little bit grittier and grimier? Any surprises?
You know, no, not a surprise. Like I said, I'm going to go back to the adage I used, first game of the season. And guys did not exactly have all of their timing. I mean, practice is great. Scrimmage is nice. But when you start playing the real game, the boys on the opposite side of the ice of you aren't giving you any room to move. I thought that we moved the puck well. We missed a lot of good scoring chances, which I just put down to being rusty. But the good part was we were getting the chances. We were moving the puck, getting to it. I thought we might see, but I'm going to lean again on that if you want to use it as a crutch, the first game of the season. In the defensive zone, again, a little more cleanup job to help out. But having said that, when you look back at Ekholm making a nice save on an empty net goal or an empty net that they could have scored, blocking shots, Benning took one, Joey took one. Yeah, you know what? I thought the guys had they were into it. But I still say as we go along, we're going to meet tougher teams, bigger teams, and we're going to have to match them in that area.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Crispy, you brought up Johansson there, and we all know how big of a year this is for him, and John Hines has made no secret about trying to get him to play at a certain level. As you look at Ryan Johansson and his game, what do you want to see from him this season with the Predators?
You know what? Joey is skilled. I don't know if anybody's ever been with Joey. He's one of the neatest guys to be with, talk and chatter with. He loves the game. He loves life. He's got so much skill, and I always look at if I'm coaching a pair like him, is if you talk to him about every day or every second day and let him know just how good he is, because some of the plays he can make and what he sees out there is unbelievable. So I expect this season Joey to have one of his, but I also expect playing with Forsberg and Arvey along with them that Joey's game should be as good as anybody's in the league up the middle. And that's what I'm looking for from Joey. I want him. You know, as a coach, you sometimes get caught into these ruts where you're talking, oh, what a game Pekarinen had, how good Saros was, oh, Forsberg was the best, and this. And sometimes there's certain players on your team that say, you know what, I'd like to share a little bit of that. I'm not saying it's Joe, but give some players other than the ones he's regular, give them their dues, give them their praise. And I think that goes a long ways towards helping guys come along.
Crispy, one guy I noticed last night in terms of how much he was bothering the opponent was Nick Cousins. Looks like a guy who's going to bring some fire, some physicality, and he's not afraid to mix it up and talk a little bit. How much do you think that helps this team to have someone?
I love it. Good call on that one because Coach Hines said he's sneaky good. He's sneaky skilled. He's sneaky forechecking, bat checking. You can hear it, see about two or three of the Columbus Blue Jackets chirping away at him. First game, he got them chirping. And I looked out at on the ice, and imagine if you threw Cousins out there and put Grimaldi in the middle and put Arvey on the right on the other side, just turn them loose for a few shifts. they might never touch the puck, but I can guarantee you the other team wouldn't either. Because they fly around the ice. They're exciting to watch, and I think Cousins is going to be one of those guys we're going to start to love in the end. But overall, I thought Holla came to play last night too, because you're looking at the new guys. Obviously, you know what you've got in your standby, the regulars. But looking at the new ones, those guys, Richardson last night showed some speed for what I want to see. But yeah, Nick Cousins is going to become a fan favorite, also the same as Arvey and Grimaldi.
Crispy, the goal Forsberg scores last night, obviously an incredible play by him to just get the puck and be able to lead that odd man rush. What are your expectations for him this year? Because with the talent that guy has, I've always kind of thought, you know, as good as he's been, as great as he's been for this team, there's probably still another level that's there. What are your expectations for Forsberg? And do you think there is another level that he can reach this year?
You know what? I do think there's another level. And not that he's not giving it, but he's going to surprise himself probably and do it. And because he is, well, let's be honest, the most skilled guy in our hockey club. And I'm not taking anything away from Yossi or Ekholm or Ellis or any of them at all. Let's be fair about that. But Forsberg, when he's on his game, and the two players on our team that can take the hole when the stands are full of fans, and make them stand up and say, ooh, something's going to happen when he has the puck coming over the center ice, is Forsberg and Yossi. Forsberg has one of the best shots in the, I don't care, for a snapshot, wrist, whatever. And he thinks the game. And as we go along this season, I think you're going to see that Forsberg come to life for us and lead this hockey club.
Well, speaking of fans, Crispy, what was last night like in the building? Obviously, hopefully that there will be more people as we move forward. But what was that experience like?
You know what? It was sort of creepy, eerie when you first walk in. When you're used to all your fans greeting you in the concourse, and you watch the kids walking by in their little jerseys and the parents and the hot dogs and the whole atmosphere, you can't beat that. You'll never replace that with that. But the cardboard cutouts are funny if you got to have some humor in some of the ones you have. And the other thing is, I don't know how to voice this. You guys are in the business. But the sound effects are unbelievable. Like, Lindsay and I are sitting there doing the game, and there'd be almost a goal scored, like Arvey had come down and just missed, nick the post, and it'd be like the real fans would be like, ooh! And when it was a good hit, you'd hear the thing. I don't know who's, is it called a mixer?
Yeah.
That you might use that? The mixer is great. I don't know who it is. I like to meet them. But a great job to give you, as close as they can, the ambiance of having our fans really in the building.
Hey, Crispy, it was amazing to just how strange it was, like you pointed out. Like, the sound effects and everything was great, but, you know, when you've got a scramble in front of the net and you're used to hearing the crowd just, you know, the oohs and ahs, and all of a sudden you can hear, like, players just yelling at each other on the ice. It was very interesting to see that happen.
I was thinking to myself, because, hey, I love John Tortorella, coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, and I don't know if it's skills he probably Hal Gill said, even with a mask on, nobody, you can hear Tortorella all the way up to his booth across the ice and up where they were. And I got thinking, I'm sure glad when I was coaching, it wasn't like this. I'd have been suspended for sure.
Predators TV analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. So, Crispy, great stuff as always. We appreciate you taking time to join us, and hopefully that was as painless as possible for you having to talk to us today.
You know what, guys? Like I said, it's always great, and the greatest part of the morning was with you guys was my coffee.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that. Very well done, Crispy.
Sorry, guys. I don't want to hurt your feelings. You know what I mean? Have a great one. See you all at the ring.
All right. Terry Crisp, one of the best in the business. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about the Preds, their big win last night against Columbus. How did they do it, and what do you have to look forward to based off that one game with this group over this next stretch? We'll talk about that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.